Grape growers fear a late spring frost, which can decimate a newly budding crop. When overnight temperatures drop below freezing, many spray their vineyards with a fine mist that ices around the buds to protect them. Along the Russian River, doing this requires a sudden surge in pumping to the vineyards, which at times in the drought year of 2008 resulted in sharp, sudden drops in the river's flow. That was devastating to the endangered small salmon in the river, stranding and killing thousands of them. In response, the state adopted new rules governing the diversion of river water for frost protection, and following a 3-year-long court challenge, those rules are now set to go into effect. At the Farm Bureau-sponsored workshop, John O'Hagan from the State Water Resources Control Board outlined the process through which local farmers can join in collaborative water diversion management programs to reduce the impacts of their frost protection diversions.
It's going to hopefully come up with local solutions that can be implemented in order to prevent stranding mortality of salmonids. That's accomplished through many different techniques. Local solutions could be, let's schedule diversions. Let's have you use your groundwater supply in lieu of your surface water supply so your neighbor can take water at the same time who doesn't have that opportunity.
Another means to that end, well underway in Mendocino County, is creating localized reservoirs to store water for frost protection. Sean White, general manager of the Russian River Flood Control District there, said it's a way of reducing demand for river water when everyone faces a cold snap.
We need to take some of those people offline and have them divert from another source during frost and then slowly replenish that source when it wasn't freezing. So we build a big series of reservoirs adjacent to the Russian River. They get filled during non-peak hours, and then during the peak of frost, they divert from the ponds instead of from the river.
With more than a dozen such projects now in place and working, built at a cost of some $4.4 million, White says frost diversions from the Upper Russian have been reduced by as much as 80%. But Duff Bevel, a Dry Creek grower and vineyard manager, says those reservoirs are allowed only when they can be sited right next to the water source.
For a number of years, growers have proposed building freestanding reservoirs that are not built on streams, and during the winter seasons, fill those reservoirs. Well, there's laws currently in the state of California that prevents people from storing water offstream. So instead of having the option of during heavy rainstorms storing water offstream, there's rules that are in place that prevent that from happening.
Even if such dams were allowable, added Carissa Cruz, president of the Sonoma County Wine Grape Commission, getting them built is challenging.
We would love some individual storage sites here. It takes a lot to get the permitting for those, so that has been part of the issue. I mean, right now, the Russian River Watershed Collaboration is probably our biggest initiative to try to get everyone in compliance, because doing those off-site reservoirs takes a lot of time, both permitting and actually getting the work done, and it's very expensive.
The state's new water diversion reporting and restrictions will be phased in over the next 3 years, amidst fears that the current drought shows no signs of abating. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.